It is time to start the 10 o'clock hour here on Robin Hood Radio, and that means it's time to bring in Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. SportingACause.com is the website that takes a look at fundraising events that somehow, some way, even sometimes it might be a stretch, but they're sports related. And Willie has a great website, SportingACause.com, that promotes all these fundraisers and has his own blog. Willie, nice to have you on again this morning.
Thank you, Marshall, as always. Thanks for having me. Here we're approaching the middle of July already. As I've said before, time seems to drag in some ways because of the virus, and other ways it just keeps spinning along. It's the 12th today. Sometime this week, it happens every year almost exactly in the middle of July, the locusts start buzzing. You know, on those hot, steamy days, you all of a sudden hear the zzz sound. That's the locust buzzing. And as a kid, I always, it always depressed me because that meant that the summer vacation was half over. But anyway, we're reaching that halfway part, and, time marches on. For the month of July, I talked about this last weekend, but it's going for the whole month. The Circadian Challenge virtual run is taking place. You have a whole month to basically, it's kind of a complex, and all of the rules and regulations, you can get links on my website. You find an 8-hour period or 12-hour period of time, either at nighttime or daytime, and you run a half marathon and you chronicle it, and there are ways to send in your time, and you can win medals for it. This is sponsored by the Berkshire Ultra Running Community for Service. It's a bunch of these crazy runners who run long, long distances. I think a half marathon is the shortest they do, and they do 50 miles, 100-mile races. But anyway, they organize. Their reason for being is that they organized with the idea of holding events and giving the proceeds to charity. So it's a very philanthropic-minded bunch of people. So that's for the whole month of July. Get the details on Sporting a Cause. This coming Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, was supposed to be the IMSA Northeast Grand Prix at Lime Rock Park. That, of course, some time ago was postponed to the end of October, the 30th and 31st. And Lime Rock Park events support the Alzheimer's Association. Also on the 18th, the Dutchess Dragon boat race over in Poughkeepsie on the Hudson River has been canceled. This is something nobody in our neck of the woods seems to know anything about, but it's been going on for years. It sounds like a crazy event. This company from up in Canada someplace brings these big, long canoes, basically down, like 40 of them, and people organize teams, corporate teams, just friends, and these canoes are long enough to hold like 16 people, and they race against each other, and they raise a lot of money for the Dutchess Habitat for Humanity over in Dutchess County, but that's been canceled for this year. And also, next Sunday, the Hopkins Vineyard Triathlon on Lake Warramog has been canceled. They held out for the last minute. Bless their hearts. They just didn't want to make a decision until they really had to, and they finally decided, like everybody else, that it just wasn't safe to hold an event like that, so they canceled for 2020. And I've just heard recently, it looks like, although it's a ways off, it's going to be canceled anyway, the Brewski Fest, that it's a beer-tasting event held over at the ski jumps for the benefit of SWASA. It's organized by State Line Wine and Spirits over in Canaan. But it looks like that's not going to be held. I talked to the people this week, and we get like 40 breweries over there to represent their beverages, and none of the breweries are letting their people go out to these things, and totally understandable why put them at risk. And that's part of the fall Salisbury Fall Festival, and I haven't heard anything yet about that. Maybe no decisions have been made. I also just recently heard that the Housatonic Heritage Walks have been canceled. I've given airtime to this event or series of events before because I think it's one of the most remarkable things that happens around this area, and people still largely don't know about it. Every autumn, for the month of September, the Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area sponsors a series of events. Now, the this for short is called Housatonic Heritage. It's actually a federal program. It's a nonprofit, but not in the sense of our little charities around here. It's run by the National Parks Association. It's one of like 55 special heritage areas around the country, and they're chosen because they're special. They have so many interesting, valuable things going on, whether it's historic or cultural or many natural places. And the whole idea of these heritage areas is to promote them, so people find out about them. They go visit them. Sometimes they're historic homes that famous people in history lived in, or preserves. I've known about this for about 3 years. I've been writing it up, but I've lived around here all my life, and I would say more than half of these places I've never heard of. The Housatonic Heritage Area runs from like Hancock, Massachusetts, up where the Shaker Village is, down to Washington, Connecticut, where the Native American Village and Museum is, and like 29 towns in between. And they canceled. It sounds like I'm promoting this event that's been canceled, but they were going to run 80 events in the month of September on weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays, both days for 4 weekends. And each event at these special places was guided by an expert in their field. So, and they're all free. The whole idea was to just promote everything, all the special things we have going on in the area. Now, even though the tours have been canceled, that doesn't mean that the places aren't available for people to go to. The canoe paddles on the Housatonic, that's been canceled, and bicycle tours and so forth. But there are places like Bartholomew's Cobble and Beckley Furnace that are open still for people to go. There are lesser known places like Skiff Mountain, Steeple Top, Drury Preserves, historic homes, and so forth. And those are all of many of them are open all the time, as they always have been, for people to check out. Now, the best way to find out about these places is to go to their website. It's housatonicheritage.org. If you don't have a pen to write that down, you can just go to my website, sportingacause.com, and you can find the links and take advantage of some of these places. I suppose, in a way, I'd be remiss if talking about all these places that people can go to, I didn't also mention some of the overuse that's going on. Marshall, we've seen it in the news. I think you reported on it yourself, like at Great Falls, for example, over in Falls Village. People have found out about it, I guess, on Google, and they've just been converging on places like that. And these places aren't meant to accommodate crowds like that.
It's funny you say that. I have over the past 3 days spent 25 to 30 minutes a day going to any Google site that had a Great Falls, mentioning that the Great Falls were not designed to be a beach. It were not designed to be a boardwalk. It was designed for participation, for people to walk and hike the trails and enjoy the beauty and calm and splendor. And because it was so overcrowded, it's now closed. I've put that on now. I think I'm up to about 60 different websites.
Oh, wow. Well, good for you for doing that. It seems like any mud puddle has 4 or 5 cars parked around it in the area. People are clamoring to get to some place where there's water. That seems to be something that humans naturally do. And so many of these places on the tour or listed at the Housatonic Heritage aren't those kind of places. They're trails. They're preserves where and many of them are fragile. They're not meant to be trodden on by mobs. They're meant to be you go and you meander around and enjoy the solitude. I think maybe all this stuff will calm down, Marshall. I hope when people get over their cabin fever and can just go back to normally visiting places in a way that makes sense. But in the meantime, we're just finding our way, aren't we?
And do you realize that if it were a normal year right now, we'd all be preparing to go to the great car show in Falls Village.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Today would have been the day where it was run, and they had to do what they had to do, which is postpone it for 1 year. But you really think back to things that were missing this summer. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and what a great thing. It just shows you what, like the Jacobs family, we have, what that's meant for the town. It quickly became this iconic thing to do every summer. You know, it hasn't been around that many years, but they quickly built up, and everybody goes there. And Falls Village is a great town to hold anything, as you know, Marshall. You've covered events over there. As tiny a town as it is, when they have something, everybody turns out for it. And of course, people come from miles around too. But yeah, just one more thing on the list that just isn't happening.
That's pretty amazing. It's been a summer we'll remember for not wanting to remember.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. And I guess that's about it.
All right. Well, Willie, I want you to have Willie's going to a killer golf course today, and I want you to survive and have fun with your friends and have a great dinner afterwards.
Oh, thank you, Marshall. We'll do all of those things.
All right, Willie. We'll speak to you next week.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.